all a big part of what was.
It's the weekend update.
Also weekend worthy. If you weren't dodging Russian falling rockets from the Soviet era, still don't know where that is. Some guy's going to find it. He's going to be out there with his metal detector on a beach.
Oh.
He's going to cash that in. We're going to read about it probably at 8:45 some morning on the show.
Oh, that's exciting. That will be fun.
But hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend.
Mom.
Hello?
Of course, here at Hank FM.
I'm here. Mommy's right here. Mama.
We played the songs all about the moms all weekend long. Did think it was, as I was listening, interesting that that one we just played, Garth's Papa Love Mama, kind of made the
well,
list.
Well, it's...
I mean, to be fair.
Yes, there was a lot of love until there was not.
Yeah. Isn't it? That was one of those moments. elsewhere, boy, he had all sorts of stuff going on. It was Post Malone holding court, selling out AT&T Stadium. He had a fun time. I think everybody else did. I did not go. TCU started their graduations. Those are starting to come. We've got Tarleton coming up this weekend. And then end of the month for most of the high schools and everything around.
That's
here,
a lot of awes. A lot of tears.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I think you're getting ready to cry.
No, that's still the eye drops and my allergies. Okay. Thank you for your sympathy on that. So how was your Mother's Day weekend?
My Mother's Day weekend was phenomenal. I got a lot of flowers and I got a lot of love. Of course, I've had so many different cards.
Yeah, it's been a whole series cavalcade of cards leading up to this.
Yes, little man is kind of a curve thrower in that regard. Saturday, we had a dance auditions, which I was woefully unprepared.
You were auditioning?
No, I was not auditioning.
Oh, okay.
No, my daughter was auditioning, and she made it. But I didn't plan ahead for all the meetings afterward, but we made it through.
Mm.
We somehow got the lawn mowed without managing to fix the lawn mowers. Thanks, Emmett, from across the street. But honestly, look, I know that Post Malone had a lot of competition for his little show over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Best concert around, Toledo High School.
There you go.
It was fantastic. They had, it wasn't just the band. It wasn't just the honor band. It was the color guard. It was the choir. It was theater.
They
got it together in four practices. I have no idea how they did this.
Acting.
It was amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thespians.
What about you?
A girlfriend's out of town. She's back home with her mom and stuff and for the Mother's Day thing. So we went over, kiddo and I, to Nana and Papa's. Mm-hmm. Celebrated Mother's Day yesterday. The WWE Backlash pay-per-view, PLE, was Saturday. But we all agreed as a family, let's not watch it on Saturday. Let's stay off of social media, so no spoilers. And let's all get together. That was Mom's wish.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it. We did it.
And you
I'll
did
be
it
darn
on...
No spoilers whatsoever.
Aww.
How about that?
Everyone's cooperating.
Yes.
Following directions.
And then, yes, I gave the gift. I mean, it was fantastic, you know?
What'd you get her?
John Cena. Still the champion.
Your mom.
She's happy about that.
Oh, that's the gift?
That is the gift.
And you arranged that?
We
you
do have the gift
that?
Of the Alito Coaches Show podcast tonight. We do have that as a gift. Kevin Lundquist and the crew out there. Speaking of Alito, Hudson Oaks Bures of New Orleans, 7 o'clock start time. It's the most fun a coach's show can be without having Bill Belichick's girlfriend there.
I'm not talking about this.
She's delightful.
We're trying to book her.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.